Tick-borne diseases have been on the rise in Illinois for many years. New research shows ticks are migrating to different parts of the state. To learn more, IPM Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton spoke with Becky Smith. She's an associate professor of epidemiology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
Could you tell me about your study? So what does it mean that these three species of ticks have been found in the state?
So our previous research has found all of these ticks in the state for a very long time. What we think we're finding now is that they're in more of the state. So it used to be that you would only find Lone Star ticks down in the Shawnee National Forest. And I have colleagues up in Chicago who are finding them in the Chicago area. And it used to be that you would only find the black-legged tick up in the Chicago area, up along the Wisconsin border. And now we're finding them in the Shawnee National Forest. So they're moving across the state. The dog tick has always been everywhere. It likes all of Illinois. But we think they're moving. They're expanding their range. And we think that there's more. But it's really hard to tell because we haven't systematically been looking for them over the years. So all three species of ticks that we looked at in this study are what we call vector ticks, meaning that they can carry things that cause people to get sick.
Your study mentions how different regions within Illinois are hotspots for different species. Do you think that different regions should have different safety protocols depending on their tick distribution?
One thing that we are concerned about is the different species have different preferred habitats. So the American dog tick, which we find throughout the state but is especially prevalent here in central Illinois, it actually likes grasslands. So that kind of guides us as to where the risk is, but the same precautions work for all of them.
Could you tell me a little bit about the dangers that these ticks pose? What kind of diseases can they transmit? Is it different from species to species?
Yes. So each species has different pathogens or things that cause disease that they carry. So mostly we're thinking about bacterial diseases, but the one everybody's worried about is alpha-gal syndrome, which causes you to be allergic to mammalian meat. And that's not a pathogen. That's just an allergy caused by the tick's saliva. And it's more concerning to some people than the bacterial infections, because the bacterial infections, if we find them quickly, we can treat them. Alpha-gal, there are some treatments, but mostly it's just avoiding all mammalian meat products.
So what are researchers currently doing in order to better understand these diseases and the dangers that they pose?
So this study comes after many years of studying where ticks are in Illinois. We went out to places where we didn't have good records to collect ticks. We are also collecting data from the State Department of Public Health on where the cases are. So now we're going to look at where the cases are and where the ticks are. And we're also doing surveys to understand where people interact with ticks, where they find ticks and what they're doing, and what sort of things cause people to be more at risk for tick encounters, so that we can put it all together and say, here's where the ticks are, here's what people are doing when they meet the ticks, and here's where the diseases are. And so we can provide guidance of, in this particular month, in this particular county, you are at moderate or high risk of this particular disease.
How do you think people can stay safe from ticks? Is it just as simple as wearing long pants and using bug repellent when you're spending time outside?
So long pants and tick repellent are both very important. Tick repellent for yourself and for your animals. But also tick checks. And tick checks are really the best thing that you can do, because it takes time for the tick to bite after they've crawled onto you. And then even after they bite, it often takes 24 to 48 hours to transmit the pathogen. So you have time to actually find the tick and remove it. So when you come in from the outside, if you go do a full tick check, taking a shower is the best way, because in the shower you can strip down and check all of those little crevices that the ticks like to be in, and just make sure that you get those ticks removed. If they have attached, pull them off with tweezers, so you can just remove them and squish them with the tweezers, not with your fingers or with your boot.
I think that basically covers all my questions. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I just add that this is what we call a One Health issue. So it's not just human health, but it's also animal health. So we're concerned about dogs, we're concerned about cats, horses and cows can be affected by ticks. And it's also an environmental issue, because the ticks thrive in areas that are environmentally degraded, because they're kind of good at taking advantage of generalist species like mice and deer. So it's really an issue that affects human, animal, and environmental health. So we'd like to tackle it as a holistic thing and not just as human health.
Dr. Becky Smith, thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you for having me, Alyssa.